Rory, Ansett and Pat game, difficult obstacle down here, Drogheda, but you're on the third round of the Cup, you must be delighted.
Aye, over the last couple of days we spoke about no matter how we get into the next round, just let's get into the next round. I think 11v11 we were the better team, we had control. I think 11v10, similar to St Pat's, we struggled, and when they lost, when they went down to 9, I'll tell you what it reminded me of, kind of the game, 2006 League Cup final, Derry against Shelburne. It reminded me so much of it, where we protected our goal against Shelburne. Drogheda had done that here, and they were brilliant at it, and they're a credit to their club. And we just failed. We made a brilliant chance through Patrick Ferry, but it wasn't to be. We got it to penalties, and thankfully we got it over the line.
Well, we'll talk about the first half, because Derry were certainly in the ascendancy in the midfield, and you were getting on top of Drogheda, and then that sucker punch right on the stroke of half-time. Murray, give us your thoughts getting on at half-time.
I was extremely disappointed with the nature of the goal. It was a terrible goal right on the stroke of half-time, and bit of naivety from our end, and I think for us to get better as a team, we have to stop them silly mistakes, and it cost us. And then again, I think we grew back into it, and it's took into the whatever it was, the what was gone whenever Danny gets his penalty.
There was literally 30 seconds to go.
So it's taken the whatever 93rd, 94th minute to get the job done, and I think 11v11, as I said, I'm repeating myself, but 11v11, I was happy, the rest I wasn't.
Well, see, the results that unpacked, you know, Derry City were awarded two penalties, the first one Junior missed. And as you said, there was a lot of chances for Derry, and nothing was happening. Was there a point you thought maybe this isn't our day? As you say, you refer back to that Shelburne game, this isn't our day.
It was a bit like that, and when it went to penalties, I was completely going over my head that League Cup final in 2006, but the lads practiced penalties yesterday, and they stuck to their guns, and I think Nathan makes a couple of brilliant saves, and we're clinical from our end, and we got it over the line. Not in a way that I would have liked, but we move on and we'll take it.
Move on. We got to mention the debuts for the two young boys. You made the changes, Ray. You're not afraid to make the changes, and it's a big game. Any game's a big game to make your debut, but the Cup, you're away. It's up against Drogheda, and you're up against it to get the equaliser, and even in extra time, you're pushing for the winner. But you threw on Harris and McLaughlin, and it's their debut for Derry City. You must be delighted that them young lads are breaking through as well.
I think Michael gives you an injection of pace and a threat in behind. Oren McLaughlin has played the pass of the game, where he's put Patrick Ferry through one-on-one, and he's got that in his locker. He's got quality with the ball, and he's a lovely passer of the ball. So, I've always said that if I feel someone can make a contribution to this club, then they'll get their chance regardless of age or any of that.
Bumpy pitch, dry, really hot on the grass at the level, energy sapping. How the players come through that initially, or if you get chatted about the end there?
Grand. Your players always get through things okay when you win. That's quite natural, but they're happy in there, but we're not elated, because we could have been better when they go down to 10 men and when they go down to 9 men. But I was happy with us at 11v11, so listen, we're in the next round, and that's all that matters to me.